Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. And tonight we have a very special guest. But first I'm going to say, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. And we have Patricia Eltedge with us tonight. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you. I'm here too.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you girls chit-chat about dreams.
Patricia, yes. Why did you get into dreams? Okay, well, I got into dreams, Pat, more than 25 years ago because I was plagued by what I thought was nightmares all those years ago as a child and growing up due to my PTSD from a childhood trauma. And through my studies and work and personal growth work and continuing education in the field, I honed in on the dreams after becoming a transactional analyst practitioner. Then I honed in on the dreams because that really brought me to my senses, so to speak. And that was the missing link to my wellness. And that's why I've been able to pass it on and help others in that week. We don't call them nightmares anymore, right, Pat? We call it scary images that are bringing us important messages for our personal growth and transformation.
That's right. Where did you study?
Well, predominantly, first the School of Natural Healing in Utah, and I had an alternative health clinic for many years, a holistic health clinic, and then
you were a beautiful model. Wait a minute.
Yes,
you
yes,
were
yes.
a beautiful model. You took care of your body.
Yes, I did. And I have. I've continued to take care of my body, my feminine, and I went through the Want Institute after all my other studies, from USC to the School of Natural Healing to the Want Institute.
The Want Institute? There are people that don't know what that is.
Well, the Want Institute is where Pat Allen, Dr. Pat Allen, has been the director of the 501c3 continuing education school for androgynous semantic realignment and transactional analysis and wonderful studies for personal growth.
Good. So what are nightmares for? Why would we dream of a group of animals chasing us down a road?
They really have previously come in dreams, but we weren't paying attention to them. And nightmares are when it's finally our subconscious has come to the point where it has to beat us over the head for us to pay attention to something that we are not fully resolved, unresolved issues. They're really from our unresolved issues or issues that need to be handled in our life. It could be current issues where we are not dealing with our relationships in a way we could be doing it better, or past traumas are seething underneath in our subconscious, and it's trying to come out for us to be able to flourish in our lives without these seeds of unresolved things holding us back.
But why do they have animals one dream, airplanes another dream? What is that saying?
Because we dream in different levels. The hierarchy of dreams and symbols is people, nature, and things. Now, when we're dreaming of things, we are dreaming at the lowest level of consciousness. It hasn't quite bubbled up yet. So if we're dreaming of cars and boats and things like that, it's coming, but it isn't really ready for us to come to awareness. Then the next level of awareness is nature. That would be animals and trees and landscape. So those areas would be the next level of consciousness, where we're getting closer to the message coming up through the subconscious. Then when we're dreaming of people, it's the highest, it's really coming together for us to grasp the message. So when we're dreaming of people in our dreams. Mm-hmm.
In my doctoral work, what have I discovered about dreaming of men and women, and teaching my students, you being a great one, what did I learn?
Well, we have honed this element of the yin and the yang, the feminine and the masculine energies. So energetically, everything has a quality of masculine or feminine, whether it's our doing productive side of life, the yang, the masculine side of life, or the yin, the feminine, is the body, the sensuous, the feeling-centeredness. And that's where we start dreaming of those aspects of ourselves.
So when you dream of a woman, are you dreaming of doing good or feeling good?
Well, that's the paradox. The paradox is just that. If women appear in your dreams, you are dreaming of your productivity, which is the masculine side. It seems funny, but that's just the way it is. It's the Jungian paradox. So then when we're dreaming of male figures, that would be our feeling centeredness, the feminine side of us.
So if we dream of our husbands crying, are we really dreaming of our husbands, or are we dreaming of ourselves?
We are dreaming of ourselves. That we, if in the dream our husband is crying, that's some love-centered side of us that is emotionally feeling pain or bad. So that's a feeling. That's a feeling of sadness that's bubbling up through. Then what we do, we don't just say, oh, that's feeling of sadness. Well, let's get into it. Then what we do, then my TA training comes in, and my previous training too.
Wait a minute, Patricia. People on the phone are all over the world, and they may not know what TA means. What does TA mean?
Well, it's a type of therapy. Eric Byrne developed this style of communication therapy, where some people may recognize his lay person's work, which was I'm okay, you're okay. But it is a form of coming together through communication, through appropriate communication. So when we come to terms in our dreams with what these messages are, the symbols are, then we can get into the work and say, well, why are we sad? You said a husband is crying in the dream. In your dream, you're crying. Your feelings are sad. So let's get into it. Let's say, why are we sad? And then we start getting into why you're sad, because the dream said that side of you is sad to do with your relationship.
So with all of this wonderful information, which you've gathered and I've gathered, and we've gathered it together.
Oh boy, did we ever hone this.
How can we ever transmit this information to people on the phone?
Okay, well, I have this book that we worked on for years, and it is now in its second printing, and it's called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by Patricia Eltinge, and it's found on Amazon. My name is Patricia, and the last name is Eltinge. That book can be found, and it's also a beautiful coffee table book, as well as all this information that will really bring a lot of awareness to one. And I'm available, and my office number is 310-528-0515, and my website is thedreamclass.com, and my email, several emails, but one of them is patricia@thedreamclass.com, and I'm available. I often put together groups if people want to get in a group, or privates. I do 15-minute sessions, 30-minute sessions in increments of 15 minutes, and we get down to business.
Have you ever been stumped? You know, I always called you my I'm proud of you as my best dream person. Have you ever been stumped doing a dream about something?
I can't say that I have, because I've been doing this dream work now for, 25 years.
Yeah, really.
more than 25 years. Maybe I was stumped early on, I don't recall. I probably had been stumped somewhere along the line, but my clarity gets more and more astute as time goes on. I really do have a lot of clarity, and what I really pride myself is bringing that clarity to someone else. I teach someone else to be in touch with their own subconscious. It's a training. So I'm not just like coming to a soothsayer. I'm actually showing you how your hidden stuff is coming up for you.
I know, however, that people say, "I don't dream."
Well, guess what? I say poppycock, because everyone dreams. They just need to be taught how to capture their dreams. Even animals dream.
Teach them now.
I'll give you everyone a takeaway today, and that is in Chapter 7. You'll get the detailed version of it, but the quick abridged version is: keep a pad by your bed, plant the seed in your lymen, we say, which is the state of consciousness between sleeping and waking, but tell yourself you will remember your dream upon waking. So you go to sleep, you wake up, and you must keep your eyes closed for this 3 to 4 minute period upon waking, that is also the Lyman state between sleeping and waking. And in that state of consciousness is when you will see an image or two or a whole movie, but you will recall your dream in that moment. And if you
what happens
if you open your eyes you will be out of that state and it disappears like an eraser. It disappears and it's magically, it's gone in a poof. So keep the eyes closed, scribble at least scribble an image with your eyes closed on your pad. And you will then, upon waking, when you open your eyes in the next couple of minutes, you can then recount the dream because that will jog your memory. When you write, when you scribble that symbol down, whether a car, tree, mountain, cat. And I teach people who never dreamed before. Now, not only do they dream, they have full-length movies and they have come to such consciousness through this work, Pat. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Some people I've been working with for several years and they are amazed themselves on how proficient they become as dreamers and how much clarity they've gained from doing this.
Are you expensive?
I'm not expensive. I'm very affordable. And I charge $150 an hour, but I work in 15-minute increments. And many times, more times than not, especially when I've been working with someone a long time, 15 minutes is really all you need. But maybe the first time, a half an hour is good. And if someone has some serious issues coming up in their relationship stuff in their dreams, then, you know, sometimes they take an hour, but rarely. And that's what I do.
That's wonderful. Do you have any closing minutes? I want to say how much I appreciate you and having you on the air once a month because you're a great gift to people starting them out in their dream work.
Well, Pat, I want to thank you for recognizing my gift early on. You met all those years ago, over 25 years ago, you recognized that I had this gift and you helped me hone it to be at the level I'm at today. And I really appreciate you. So thank you.
And I appreciate you as a protege in dream.
Thank you so much. Yes.
So we'll talk to you first Thursday of next month.
Third Thursday.
First Thursday. That's what I meant to say. First Thursday.
No, third Thursday.
Oh, you're the third Thursday. Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
I'll be here. No. I'll be here.
Good. Good, good, good. Thank you.
And Kelly, anytime. Yes. Yes. And last time we had someone have a dream that they emailed in, and that was fun too. So feel free to email or Kelly or Facebook, whatever, however she got that. And that was interesting for us to do on the air.
We'll definitely do that again. Thank you so much, Patricia. We appreciate you very much.
Bye for now.
Patricia Eldridge. Bye-bye. Patricia Eldridge, everybody. Beautiful book, The Dream Class. You can find it at Amazon.com. It is beautiful. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air, and the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And we've got a couple of calls lined up already. Sam at the switchboard is going to get them for us. So, all right. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. So, Dr. Allen, I sent a hi-bye letter to a man in February. And I told him I wasn't going to answer any more of his calls or texts because he, you know, just was not ready for a relationship, but he kept reaching out. And that's all well and good. But then in like last week, I sent him a ritual stroke and he didn't respond. And I just wonder if that's because of the hi bye letter I sent to him, or if he's mad at me, or if I just will never hear from him again.
What is your goal for him? Are you chemically attracted, and do you want to work with him?
I am chemically attracted. I'd like to at least reestablish a friendship with him. He is traveling overseas and probably will be for the next 9 months or so. But
it's my professional opinion that if you're chemically bonded to a man, it can take up to 2 years to get over him.
Okay.
So what is the purpose of a friendship? I don't really believe you can have a friendship with a lover, somebody that you've been sexual with, unless you've got somebody new.
We never had intercourse. We played around, but we never had intercourse because he wouldn't commit.
So he was not available to a committed, monogamous, continuous relationship, right?
Right.
And for what reason do you want him to be a friend?
That's a great question.
I know, that's why you called me.
There's probably some hope for me that at some point it's going to turn into more.
I want you to know it's called chemistry. Chemistry is smelling him. Every one of us exudes smell, pheromones they're called. And this is what we want to smell. We want to be within 30 inches of people that we have started to bond to. We women on estrogen, and men when they're older on estrogen, 50s, 60s, bond physically. And estrogen makes it available because we produce oxytocin, which is super glue at the sexual sites. So I want you to understand, you're not writing a hi-bye letter. You're writing, don't leave, come back. Is that really what you want?
I only want him back if he's ready for a relationship.
You're writing a hi-bye letter because he's not.
I wrote the hi-bye letter and sent it to him in February.
But he didn't say, I want you.
No, he did not.
I told you, or you listened, or you read my book, Getting to I Do, that if he doesn't respond to a hi-bye letter, which I'll explain in a few minutes, that he basically is withdrawing, and it's your problem if you're glued to him. So for what reason are you promoting your bondage?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
I'm asking you, are you praying to God that he comes alive and wants you, or what?
I wouldn't say I'm praying to God that it happened, but it would be wonderful if he did.
I understand that, but why don't we leave that up to God?
Okay. So again, I sent a ritual stroke last week, which he didn't respond to. So just quit doing any kind of reach out to him and anything.
Anything.
And that's the first time I've reached out to him since I sent the letter.
But you didn't get the right answer for you.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Then are you wanting him to court him? Do you want to be respected as a man or cherished as a woman?
I want to be cherished as a woman.
But that means he's courting you. He's chasing you. Have you anyone in your life that is in love with you?
No.
No. Have you ever had someone in love with you?
Yes.
Where did he go?
Well, the last guy that was in love with me was not available either. So I have a pattern of that. But
did your mom and dad have an affair?
I don't know for sure, but I know that, well, my mom did, and I think my dad had multiple ones.
So do you understand that you may be scripted? You may be taught to be only in polygamous relationships.
How do you see that I'm in a polygamous relationship?
Because the challenge of an unavailable man turns you on, sir. You become a man.
Okay.
You think, I can give, I can protect, I can cherish him till he loves me. There's only one problem. Pheromones are not subject to training. Otherwise, nobody would have an affair. We'd all do the right things. Sexuality is bound up with chemistry, unless you just marry for the money. So do you want to get laid or paid by a man?
Paid.
Okay. That doesn't mean you have to have no chemistry. It simply means he has to want you. He has to want to be monogamous. He's got to want to see you regularly. And he's going to the same place. Are you mating or marrying a man?
I want to marry, although and a lot of men my age don't seem to want to be married again.
I understand, because most women give away sex. The newest form of marriage is friends with perks.
That is not me.
That is not me, and that's not my book. So if anybody's interested, read my book, Dr. Pat Allen, Getting to I Do. I know you have, because you know the fringe elements, but you don't live by it.
Well, I know that I didn't have intercourse with this last guy or the guy before that, unless he committed.
No, what you have is worse. You're chemically bonded to him.
How does that happen if we've never had intercourse?
No, intercourse is the result of bonding. See, you think that intercourse is what you're bonded to. No, it isn't. Otherwise, drug addicts wouldn't get a woman. Alcoholics wouldn't get a woman. Unless Daddy was a drunk or an addict.
Daddy was a drunk.
Your daddy was.
Yes.
And I want you to understand that when men drink too much, especially, or drug addicts, they basically become women who want to be mothered by generous women that give them free sex, free housing, free love. And the worst phrase I'm hearing now is, I'm going to go visit my baby's mama. You hear what that means?
Mm-hmm.
It means he's no longer interested because he got to pick her cherry, but he's interested in knowing her for the sake of the child. So I want you to not have intercourse with a man unless, well, I'm not limiting lesbians, but I'm teaching male, female in this call. But I'm welcoming gay, lesbian people if you have a question, because it's the same study. Okay. First of all, chemistry is pheromones. Do you know what pheromones are?
I do, yes. The smell
what is
of
it?
The other
person. Smell.
It's the smell of the
it's
other
a,
person.
It's the very same thing that dogs do.
Right.
Right? Because when a man smells, when he smells you, especially sexually, he can intuitively smell a difficulty like a disease or something that warns him that you're dangerous. So pheromones are what men, they really must, or they can't have an erection. But the difference between men and women is we don't get erections. Yeah, we lubricate if we respect him. But we can't respect him if he says, oh, come on, that's prudish. Let's go make love. It's not making love. It's having sex. And that's what animals do. And we are an animal, but it doesn't get you married. Listen to what I'm about to say. Real men know they must be with virtuous women or they will never, ever trust her because she gave him free sex. Have you got that?
I do, yeah. So if I'm not giving these men free sex, how am I bonding to them?
By dating him without results.
Without results.
How old are you?
60.
You're 60 years old. Have you ever been married?
Yes, a long time ago.
Were you married to a man or a man in a woman's body or a woman in a man's body?
A man in a man's body.
Why did it fall apart?
Well, he was a drug addict.
But that means he was a girl with the penis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, when women drink and eat sugar, they become men. It knocks out our feelings and it knocks out their logic. Men are designed by nature, God, to be intuitive about good and evil. And they have a tendency to go after women for sex, but not for making love. I'm hearing that you're not doing because your dad didn't show you a good man. He was a broken man. He needed to hear what I'm saying. Is he alive?
No.
Is your mom alive?
She is.
Is she in a relationship?
Yes, she's married to her high school sweetheart.
Good. And so she's bonded to him.
Yes, they've been married 33 years.
And your dad, stepdad, is in love with your mom.
Yes, very much so.
So you're picking men like your dad, your birth dad.
Yes.
Would you be willing now to switch and just be pretty? Are you in shape?
I am.
Very, very good. Therefore, appeal to a man's eyes, because whether we like it or not, they like sex. They're not that hot for making love, because that's marriage and that's cost money. Got it?
Yeah.
So will you please not be a free wife, a free girlfriend, a free sex partner until you get somebody who wants to be monogamous, continuously date you, and is aiming towards getting married? Do you want to get married or mated?
Married. And the last boyfriend I had said that he wanted all those things, but then he didn't act that way.
Well, how did he act?
Well, he acted like he wasn't available. We'd see each other, you know, once a week for sex, and that was it. And I got
tired
of it.
Wait a minute. You were a friend with perks. When you let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, had you told him no sex unless monogamous, continuous,
yes,
and we're going to work towards marriage next year?
Yes, I did. And he would leave and come back and leave and come
but
back.
But why would you, when he came back, you
sex.
Were bonded. What?
I wouldn't give him sex. That's why he would leave. And then he'd come back and say, oh, I really do want this. And then
I want you to understand that's chemistry. That's nature. When a man doesn't stay with you regularly, he's having sex with you, not making love to you, and he's using you because you're giving him free sex.
Yes, I know, and that's why I broke up with him, because I realized that. He told me he wanted a relationship that was monogamous and continuous and headed towards, you know, moving into marriage.
That was when he was wanting to get his penis in your mouth, anus,
yes,
or vagina.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Did you date him after he did that?
After he said he wanted the same things, yes.
And then didn't.
And then he did not act the way he said he wanted,
and
he wanted.
Did you immediately leave him?
Yes.
So you want to be friends with him now?
Well, that was my last long-term boyfriend. This guy I called you about, we've never had sex because he would not commit. And so we just dated.
Your long-term boyfriend was your non-documented husband.
Yes.
How
yes.
can you be friends with an ex-husband?
I don't want to be friends with him. He's out of the picture. There's two different men. So there's the long-term boyfriend is gone. He's out of the picture. And then I started dating another man. And he's the one that I sent the high bye letter to, and he's the one that I sent a ritual stroke to that I would like to rekindle a friendship with.
Well, he's already ignored you.
Right.
Then why are you chasing him?
I sent him a ritual stroke hoping it might reignite things, and he didn't respond. So I'm
darling,
what you do now.
Men fall in love within 3 minutes of smelling you. That's how fast their chemistry is. We women, we wait until we see if he's employed, if he's good for a kid, whatever. Do you understand that your negotiations with men is basically just to be friends with sex?
I don't think so. It's not been that way for the last couple of guys. I haven't acquiesced to sex without a regret, without a commitment from them.
So you've had relationships. Why did they not end up in marriage?
So there's been two in the last 4 years. And the first one said he wanted a long-term relationship, but didn't act that way.
How long did you stay with him after he broke his commitment?
6 or 7 months before I just got tired of it.
Darling, would you please not have intercourse with any man unless he's willing to be your monogamous, continuous, going towards marriage boyfriend, period?
Well, that's what I did, but he didn't act that way. He agreed to all of that, and then he didn't act.
Yes, but wait a minute. When he The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. You keep men that are women. That's what your mother and dad taught you.
Okay.
But your mother got the message. Now she's with a man for real. Do you want to waste the rest of your life being a free wife?
No.
So do you understand they don't get a second chance when they break the commitment?
No, and I haven't given him one.
But you're sending him a letter.
That's a different guy.
Okay, but you're chasing men that aren't chasing you.
So sending a ritual stroke is chasing a man?
I don't believe I've ever taught anybody to chase a man who said she wanted to be cherished. I don't mind women being men. Do you want to be respected as a man for women that are men?
I want to be cherished.
Then would you please, please not be a free girlfriend, free fiance, free wife with anybody?
I haven't done that in a long, very long time.
But don't do it starting now, and don't chase men.
So sending a ritual stroke is chasing them?
What is that?
A ritual stroke is chasing them?
No, ritual strokes are birthdays, graduations. Those are rituals. Those are not romantic date messages.
Right, and that's what the last guy that I'm interested in, I sent a ritual stroke and he didn't reply.
You sent him a ritual stroke request. He didn't answer it.
And so is he mad at me or just doesn't want anything to do with me?
He doesn't want to do anything with you, because if he was in love with you, he'd be all over you. You wouldn't send anything except maybe a ritual to a man you are attracted to, but you haven't dated yet.
Okay. I got that.
Okay. Have you got my lecture right now?
Yes, I have it. Yes, I got it.
Do you understand that you've adjusted what I teach to friends with perks?
No, I haven't. I have not had a friends with perks thing with a man in a very long time I've been following
you. But you chase unavailable men.
I sent a ritual stroke to a man who wasn't
available.
That's
just fine. But did he answer you?
No.
That's the end of it.
Okay. That was what I wanted to know.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I appreciate it.
All right. Good.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Kim. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get into the hot seat. Do it now. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm fine. Brian, this is you.
Yeah, it better be. I'd hate to think somebody else was.
Did you? No, I know, but he never called back. I want to know if the lady you were thinking of dating dated you.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I have a lot of them funneling around right now, and I think I called 2 weeks ago, so I'm not even sure who I was talking about.
So what are we calling me for? Hello?
Please leave your message for...
Oh, well, it looks like we lost Brian, but I think that Sam will try to get him back. So let's see what's going on. Anyway, 323-203-0815. Oh, hello. You're back, caller.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but yes, I'm back.
I don't.
So.
Don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what happened either, but I'm glad I got back in. So, I wanted to, yeah. So I've had some dates that were close, but I had a few things, that came up. Some things are kind of getting pushed out because somebody's getting on a vacation, but I do have, gosh, three or four people, in the mix. Had a nice phone call, yesterday, with, somebody new. Well, based on what I see, I'm certainly attracted, but we haven't been in the same place yet. And then, some people, another lady is definitely eager to get together, but our schedules won't quite, match up for tomorrow, but we'll probably get together next week.
So okay.
Some things starting to happen.
So you're on the hunt and having some success.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the Fun Singles is still providing some people. It was kind of slow for a while, but now there's been a lot more people lately. Sometimes I have to look at my list there to say, oh yeah, that's somebody to talk to. Oh yeah, I have to reach out to them.
I love what I hear, but I want to know what you're calling me for.
It was about the idea of men getting more, you know, passive, having less testosterone as they get older. This isn't necessarily about me. I haven't had that affect me in a big way yet. But then the women getting more mothering as they get older.
Only if they don't read my book. Mothering is masculinity, and when men get older, they do not want to be mothered because that is not respectful, and men turn on when they're respected. So men are designed to do the pursuing, but as they get to be 50s, 60s, and 70s, their bodies release their testosterone, and the estrogen in your body starts causing you to be very sensitive. And if women chase and mother too much, they drive you away. So I teach women to act young and magnetic instead of mothering and dynamic.
But I was wondering, based on what you've said, that if a man is more sensitive as he gets older,
and
isn't
a woman
looking
gets
for more cherishing
respect
than respect?
And what?
Isn't he looking for more cherishing if he's getting older?
No,
than
he isn't.
Respect?
You know what he's looking for? No. He's looking for a woman that remembers that he likes being productive, useful. So the best thing a woman can do is to not ask him what he wants, but to ask him what he wants from a woman. They want to be treated with respect, unless they're having some kind of illness or a death in the family, something that's big enough. Men really feel cherished when they're respected. Women feel respected when they're cherished when they're 50, 60, and 70 years old. I'm 87 years old. My husband died in 2008. And I am dating men in their 70s. But I'm remembering to always lead with respect. Oh, that was so nice of you to think of that or that or this. Because the true nature of men is do good to feel good. And the true nature of women is to feel good to do good. So women that mother men when they're older, that is not exactly support for what's left of his manhood. So are you changing to a woman, Brian?
I think I'm getting more in touch with my maleness thanks to you and keeping my language in the wants and the thinks where and not as much to feelings. I mean, acknowledging that I have feelings to myself, but also, you know, not bringing that up in the relationship unless I make an appointment, unless it's something big.
I love it. I love it. And that could be the high bi letter. I mentioned it earlier with someone else. The high bi letter is a letter that says that what's going on in your relationship is not as comfortable. Men can write high bi letters and women can do it as well. I'll do it for you, Brian. A high bi letter.
Yeah.
Have you got it? Do you know how to do it?
Yes. I read a high bi letter to you about 6 months ago, and you gave me the whole outline, and you gave the seal of approval before I sent it off. And I recently read her reply. It was in a long text message, and you know, man, she certainly wanted things back. But that was one where it may be the first time where I wrote it strictly in your thing, as opposed to getting into some other dynamics. But yeah, she certainly felt bad afterwards based on what she wrote, based on what I wrote.
Well, what is it?
Back.
Do you want to still act like a man, a leader? Or do you want to be mothered?
No, I'm using my male language when talking to these ladies. Sometimes it's very hard to get them into responding to how do you feel, because you often get the how do you, you get the think and want more. But I know you're no stranger to masculine women out there, and I know not everybody is great at changing the gears. That's probably where I struggle a bit, which is like, okay, when I get the how are you doing response back from them instead of the how you're feeling.
Then ask for it. Say, I appreciate your respect, but I really want to be cherished. Or do you want to be cherished? Please feel free to ask for what you want. And if you want to be cherished, say so. I have no problem with that.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I could bring up to them, I appreciate the respect that you're showing me, but do you want to be cherished? And if they say yes, then I ask, well, then I'm really interested in how you're feeling.
Good. That's lovely.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll certainly throw it out there again and see how well
please,
it sticks. But
please do, because I'm so proud of you. You have told me on this conversation that you are getting responses that are causing you to make lists of women, and I think that's wonderful. How old are you?
I am 51. The one I was probably still going to see soon, she's definitely younger. I'm not sure how much younger.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't mind that. I don't mind that either. I mean, as I get older, I start thinking about, you know, what it's going to be like when I get, you know, to my parents' age, they both have somebody significant around to help out who's younger, and I definitely wouldn't mind that.
That's just fine. We had a clarifying conversation today. In other words, the second half of life, we get to do the things that were not comfortable or normal the first half. When men get up into their 50s and 60s, they become more sensitive and in need of respect. But they have to realize that when women are switching into their 50s and 60s, they're naturally becoming less estrogen and more progesterone and more masculine, unless they're with a man like you that says, I hear that you're very good at that, but how did you feel when you did it?
Yeah. And you know, another thing that helped was I read the Intimate Partners book, but then he wrote another book. I think it's called like Health and Wholeness by John Sanford. I don't know if you've ever read that one.
What's the name of it?
Let me see. I think it's called like Healing and Wholeness, but it's certainly around a lot of the same Jungian stuff. But
well, you know, I love his book.
How to change.
I like his book, Intimate Partners. Intimate Partners. So he's a transactional analyst, Sanford. So you're studying with the right people.
Thanks to all of it's called Healing and Wholeness. I guess he wrote it back in 77, so it's more like instead of just explaining what's happening, I think it's more like concrete, action oriented how to do it under the Jungian umbrella.
I'm not aware of it, but I'll look it up. What's the title?
It's called Healing and Wholeness.
And holding?
Wholeness. You know, wholeness.
Oh, Wholeness.
Yeah.
By Sanford.
Yep, same guy, John A. Sanford.
Thank you so much for this gift.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'd be paying a long time to make up for all the gifts you've given me and so many other people. So,
good.
Yeah, hope you get something out.
Good
all
luck
right.
this
Thank you.
Week. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The book sounds good.
Okay. Always nice to hear from Brian. So Sam at the switchboard is going to...
Do you see that his success is going up?
Yes, I do.
That's
hey,
what's so
Carl,
great about this
why
work.
Don't you go with Dr. Allen? Do you have a question?
I do. I am very new and bravely courageous to the online dating experience. And I've come up against two things I'm curious about, Dr. Pat, that I want you to analyze.
I'll answer it.
Okay. So I had one match up on this app that I'm using, and a gentleman responded, oh, your profile is so awesome. It's too bad you're so far away. Now, to me, I think 45 minutes is not far to get to know somebody. So how would you respond to that statement?
You would respond if you are willing to do the work to be respected by him. Are you wanting to be respected?
No, I want to be cherished, which is why I called first before I responded to his incoming message.
Okay. Would you be willing to split and meet halfway between the two of you?
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Then why don't you do that offer?
Could I also say, would this sound masculine or mothering?
Now, wait, I want to find out. Is this a new man in your life?
No, this is... I've been in relationships my whole life, and I've never used any new cool apps and all the things that people are doing online these days. So I thought, why not try it? This is the first time I've ever been single. Let's see what all the hype is all about. So this has just been online communication where you talk before you actually meet someone in person.
Very good. Very good. What's the name of the business?
This one's called Seeking.
Seeking.
Apparently, what state, there's so many.
Well, I know it is. What state are you in?
I'm in California, and what brought me to this is I was very rigid in my ideas about I'm never going online, I've never had to. Well, I met a couple weeks this beautiful couple who have been magically in love. She is the cherished one, and he is the very much respected one, and they've been married for 6 years, happy and in love. So I thought, well, maybe I should try this online dating thing.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have. It's wonderful.
Okay. So with that in mind, are you communicating with this gentleman? Is he calling you? Are you, do you have a relationship at all?
No, not yet. So what the workflow is you communicate using the app. If there is enough interest to go offline, then you exchange one another's phone numbers. But because I am requiring or wanting or desiring the cherishing aspect of a relationship, I got stuck when he said, oh, it's too bad, you're so far, because I didn't want to be masculine in my response.
No,
so I wanted to connect.
Here is what you send him. A note that says, number one, I'm thinking about what you said about the distance between us. I have a suggestion which you may or may not like, but at least I'm doing something for myself. Would you consider dating by meeting halfway between and doing something, movie, dinner, walk?
This is so good.
here's the requirement that he said, oh, shoot, we're so far apart. He's given us a lead line that we can respond to like vulnerable women.
Yes.
We didn't say, I want to meet you halfway. That's too male.
Exactly.
Now, here's the statement. You talked about regretting that we're so far apart, and I felt the same way about you. What do you think, not what do you feel, what do you think about dating by meeting in the middle?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. That was exactly what I was looking for.
Go do it.
Now,
do you have anything else?
Yes, I do. Thank you for asking. So this is new to me, and I'm understanding in this whole app world that
yes,
these men, they deal with quantity, right? Like there's so much abundance. You type in a zip code and there's so many options for you. So I'm noticing that men's attention span in the area of conversation is less than like 2 seconds or 2 text exchanges. So what could
Except
I say
that you're sounding like a man again? If he calls you and says, I'll meet you at Del Taco, in wherever. Do you see what
right.
I mean?
Yes.
I want you to always, here's the lesson of talking. Don't ask men what they feel unless they're puking or bleeding. Will you do that?
Exactly. Yep. No problem.
And would you be so kind is to ask them, like we just did, what do you think about the idea of meeting in the middle? But we keep them in charge of the bottom line decision.
Exactly.
Got that?
Yep, 100%.
What are you saying?
Yep, I know. I totally understand.
Okay, third one. If he irritates you by something he says or something he does, we have a stroke and stand. You have every right to say that and do that, but it's uncomfortable for me. Would you be willing not to do it?
Got
it. Did you hear what was the first sentence? I made him right for what irritated you.
Exactly, diffusing it. Yep, I love it.
That's respect, okay? Now,
got
the
it.
Fourth tool, there's five tools. The fourth tool, 90% of all communication is body language, tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. But you have to get those to words. Got that?
Yep.
He signals you something on a date. And you feel it. And you say to him, I sense by the look on your face that you're not really interested in taking a walk. Am I right? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's a respectful way to ask him to clarify his body language.
Perfect.
Okay. Good.
Got it.
And
so go ahead. I thought there was five.
No, there's one more. Do you know the timeout signal by the hands in the referee?
Yes.
Okay. If you're not comfortable bringing up a touchy subject, put your hands in a timeout space until he says, what are you doing? I'm signaling you that there's something you're doing or something you're saying that's uncomfortable for me. Are you willing to listen to it? And you got that?
Yep, sounds good.
Now, these are communication techniques that you can use. But if you want to be cherished, you have to speak respectfully. And I just taught it to you.
I love it. Yeah, I'm super excited to use these tools.
Do you want the woman's tools?
For being like if it was more of a masculine sense, I don't think so, because I think I'm only curious about being cherished and learning how to speak to them.
If you're with a man who basically respects women, he'll say, where do you want to go to eat? What do you want to eat? What do you want to do? Got it?
Okay.
So tell him, I appreciate your respecting me as a leader, but I would be happier if you told me what you wanted and asked me how I feel about it.
I really like that one.
Is that a good one? And when he
asks
you, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Whatever. Feel free to say what I'm saying. Otherwise, you're training him to mother you.
Got it.
Did you get enough today?
Well, the second question still is left unanswered. It's more of
what is
momentum.
That?
Yeah. So let's say, for example, a gentleman pings me online. Like, you can call it, there's so many different things, winks, hearts, whatever. And then we haven't gone to the phone yet. We're still in this app. And there's conversation. It's going back and forth. You know, what did you do today? X, Y, and Z. And I'm doing my best.
How many times are you willing to keep it intellectual, left lobe in the brain? How many conversations are you willing to do without saying anything?
I don't think I understand. How many?
I usually tell women, give men three text messages answering.
Okay.
Do you want to do more than three?
No, I love that. And that was actually what I was attempting to do. But what happens is you can tell there's like a momentum build, and then all of a sudden they'll go squirrel, like ADD, you know, because there's so many women, there's like messages coming in. So there's like an ADD in this app world that I'm finding. So I started analyzing it and thinking, what would a woman have to say or do to really stand out of this chaos of, well, I'll just swipe. There's somebody new if she's not interesting. Oh, I'll just move on if there's.
Here's
well,
what
I'll
you do. Here's what I teach in my classes. And Kelly will advertise my classes. So
okay.
I'm going to teach you now that at the end of your third intellectual conversation or texting, you know what I mean?
Got it. Yes.
You say, Joe, Sam, Louie, whatever his name is, I so appreciate your calling and texting me, but to be very honest, it doesn't feel as warm as the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to call me on the phone?
Okay, sounds good. Yep, I've heard you say that one actually on this show before. So just applying it to the whole app world.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly, because there definitely needs to be a piece where we stand out. Otherwise, it's just boring texting. How was your day? My day was great.
Well,
so for example, yesterday I had said something like, instead of just, you know, how was your day? I said, oh, your timing is so perfect. I'm drinking
the
most
delicious
tea.
That's wonderful. That's so, do you understand that that's a wonderful way to open the conversation? But
exactly.
You're telling me
I didn't just respond.
You don't want a whole stream of text messages. I'm giving you the switch off.
Perfect.
Okay. I want to share with you an Upanishad. Do you know what an Upanishad is?
Yes, I've heard you say that word.
What?
I've heard you speak that word before.
Well, I want to say what it is. It's a statement about life. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Be aware of your words, for they become habits. Be aware of your habits, they become your character, masculine or feminine. Be aware of your character, for it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, at the doctor's office being healthy, and in every relationship which has love in it. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
So get out there and practice talking like a woman when you need to about your feelings or what you think about something, especially that you don't like, but do it in a respectful way. And I have another book called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. they're in charge of things, and we're in charge of oxygen. Because we deal with talking and breathing. They basically believe in sex and making money.
Powerful.
David Buss wrote the book. It's called The Evolution of Desire. Men want to marry for sensual and sexual reasons. Women want to marry for stature, Mrs. So-and-so, and financial security. The Evolution of Desire by David Buss, therapist in Texas. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. That was perfect.
Call again.
Thank you, Paula.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that number's 323-203-0815. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Oh, we lost our caller. I think Sam will try to get them back. Dr. Allen does group classes, and you can sign up to get on our waiting list. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I did. I'm having kind of trouble figuring out this one man. my question is if someone keeps saying that they want to see you, but they're not consistent with text messaging. So he could go like a couple of days without texting. And then
Wait a minute. Are you in a committed relationship?
He keeps saying things
have
like...
Have you had intercourse with him?
Well, yes.
Then you're in a committed relationship, except you haven't negotiated boundaries. Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes.
Did you read the chapter on negotiating?
Yes. I have read it.
But you haven't applied it. It has to do with time. I, we, and us. Money. Do I participate in the dates? Space. Where do we date? And sexual boundaries. Monogamy, continuity, marriage. Have you negotiated boundaries with this man? Because he sounds like he's just using you free.
Mm-hmm. Because what's confusing is that sometimes he'll say he doesn't want marriage or kids, and then other times he'll say, okay, so then we're getting pregnant, or okay, so, you know, then we'll get married. Like, so sometimes he says, no, and then
honey, I'm not interested. He's telling you what he thinks you want to hear. What are your boundaries for being in a committed relationship with a man that doesn't make or keep agreements?
Right. So if he can't commit and stay firm to something, then
does he want to be respected by you or cherished or both?
I think he wants to be respected.
Yes, what?
Respected.
He wants to be respected. Then he says, I want to go to Denny's for dinner. How do you feel about it? Does he say that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then what do you want him to say?
He does, but I don't know. If I'm in a relationship, I'm used to them like texting every day, even just to how are
you? No. Those are men that are conning you into believing that they're totally bonded and glued to you. This one sounds like a friends with perks. You haven't set up any boundaries. Have you or not?
Well, I've told him what I want, which is a relationship. No. And
did you want continuity, which is when am I going to see you? How often am I going to see you?
Right.
So you're a free girlfriend. Do you want to be a free girlfriend?
No.
So let's write down. Does he pay for the dates?
Yes.
And you say thank you.
Yeah.
You can offer to buy a dessert or something, you know, but don't be the major. Do you want to be cherished or respected?
Cherished, yeah.
Okay, but he's also a girl, so be sure you thank him for everything he does for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long have you dated him?
On and off for 6 months.
Okay, and what goes off? How come you don't date him?
Well, I broke up with him once because he wasn't texting me enough.
Well, did you negotiate? Did you tell him, I'm not going to date you unless I hear from you once a week? What are your boundaries?
Yeah.
So what are they?
Well, I would like a text message every day, but when we were talking about it, he said every day, like he didn't want to text every day. So then I said,
have
okay,
you thought about, I'd love you to call me and text me every day, but what are you willing to do? I don't hear respect.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I could have done that.
So will you do it now?
Yeah.
And would you use one of my tools? George?
You have every right to not text me every day, but it makes me feel like you don't cherish
me.
No,
that's negative. No. I don't feel as cherished. Are you willing to text me at least? Phone calls are okay. Emails are okay. Dates are okay. What is your minimum need to speak to him?
I think I could handle maybe like 4 days and like, because then I'll see him on one of the days. So then it would be like 2 days without texting a week.
Okay. But are you willing to make an appointment to share these desires and appreciate him if he gives them to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In other words, do not give him messages by criticizing him. You don't see me enough.
Yeah.
So what would it take for you to feel cherished?
Right. So do you think I should still start it with you have every right to not? Or that's only for something
he has every right. Darling, he's an individual that has a right to be who he is. But what you're saying is you're not feeling cherished enough. And you won't be able to stay unless you do.
Okay.
What's your minimum? And if you read the book, Getting to I Do, it has a whole chapter about you've got to negotiate boundaries. Time, space, money, and play.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual, non-sexual.
So what do you do if, like, one day they say, you know, something positive and then the next something negative? So what if you say, if one day they say, oh, yeah, I'll stay in your city. And then the next day they say, oh, no, I have to move to a new city. And they keep, like, being kind of wishy-washy.
What you say is, you have a right to be you. And if it fits my life, we'll be together. If it doesn't, we won't be together, period. He has a right to be him. You have a right to be you. What I'm sharing you is how to negotiate.
Yeah.
There's no book in the sky that tells a man what every woman needs. Every woman needs something, but it's not always the same. If you will, please make up what you need to be cherished, feeling cherished.
What was the texting? Like, wasn't there like a texting rule where you don't text first, like more than half the time or something? Like they should be contacting you while you're in the dating stage.
You're going to tell him to text you during a meeting?
No, like when you're messaging, when you're dating someone, is it okay to be texting them first, or is it?
No, unless you want to be respected as a mother.
Right.
Do you want to be the man or do you want to be the woman?
The woman. So I'm not allowed to text first, like hardly ever, or like once in a while?
2-1 if you're in a committed relationship. He does it twice and then you do it once.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're the man, mom.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
And I think you need to, do you have a copy of my book?
Yes.
Please read the chapter on negotiating a deal.
Pat, why is it that the men who are like, you know, really always texting you and so nice and like proper gentlemen, like how come they're not nearly as attractive as the men who are just like, that must be something.
Wait, every man is different. Some men don't text, some men do. It's up to you what you like and what you don't like. But he can't. There's 3 bad signs in communicating: being evasive and not being specific with what you want and especially what you don't want. The second thing is expecting them to mind read. I thought all guys did blah, 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 blah. And the third thing is abrupt. I'm leaving. Goodbye. Evasive, mind reading, abrupt. I guarantee are disrespectful.
Yeah.
Would you please practice being, and the tools, by the way, the tools are in the book, Man's World, Woman's Universe. There's I-ness, being I, we, being a couple, us, being in a group, family, married. If you want my work, go to my website, and Kelly will tell you other things you can do.
Yeah.
You can sign up to the group at reaching out via email at info@drpatallen.com. You can find everything under the sun at wantistore.com.
Got that?
Got it.
Pick my brain.
Okay. Again?
right now?
No.
Or later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next time. Call again, caller. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That call-in number is 323-203-0815 to dive into the hot seat with Dr. Allen and get your questions answered live on the air at latalkradio.com. Okay. Dr. Allen also does special script meanings and special hi-bi letter critiques. You can also reach out to book an appointment like that at info@drpatallen.com via email.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
Caller. We want to talk to you. We don't want to talk to your voicemail. Hopefully, Sam will try them again and they'll pick up this time. Until then, 323-203-0815. Okay, Dr. Allen, can you,
what?
We have a question. The male caller cut you off when you were going to explain the hi-bi letter. Can you please explain it? I'm new.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Kelly and I like to be creatively flexible, which sometimes cuts things off. So that's what it is. A hi-bi letter is a letter when, one, you want to leave a relationship, or two, he sounds like he wants to leave a relationship, or three, you made a disrespectful, rude statement to him, and he's upset.
Oh my goodness, we've lost Dr. Allen. Shocking. Okay, we're going to try to get her back and hopefully she'll finish what she was saying about the hi-bye letter. Until then, 323. Hello, Dr. Allen, go ahead.
Okay. Did all of that get cut off?
Pretty much.
Okay. Anyway, when you're upset in a relationship, the hi-bi letter is a bridge to build the beginning or to clean up a mix-up. Here are the five tools, the five directions, boundaries, for a hi-bi. Men can do it and women can do it to men. Number one tool,
okay, here we go. All right, callers. Well, hello, Dr.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Sam?
This is Kelly.
Okay, it sounded like the man in the background. It's doing its thing, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Paragraph one is everything you like about the person. Paragraph two is the pain of him leaving or you leaving, the pain of what's wrong. Number three, you don't want to have it split up.
All righty.
So I'm not doing anything different, but I'm going to make the tools again.
Okay.
Not the tools, but the paragraphs. Paragraph one, everything you like. Paragraph two, the pain of what's wrong with the relationship. Paragraph 3, you don't want it to end. Paragraph 4, you want it to change in order for you to feel cherished, or if you're a man, you feel respected. And paragraph 5 is
Hello, Dr. Allen.
Okay, how far did I get?
Paragraph 5.
Paragraph 5 is, thank you so much for reading this letter, and I look forward to your response to my, it could be an apology, it could be, I'm sad you're leaving, or it could be, I hope you change your mind. It's hi, bye. And if it's bye, what you're saying is,
all right, everyone, we seem to be having technical difficulties, so the station would like us to go ahead and sign. Hello, Dr. Allen.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, we're having a lot of technical difficulties.
I hear it. It sounds like that somehow the show has an automatic disruptor.
No, it doesn't. It's only you that's dropping, so we're not sure what's going on with your system.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
Okay, well, go ahead. We'll try to wrap it up.
Well, what do I wrap up? Do we have another client?
Finish the hi-bye letter.
I did. The last paragraph is, thank you for reading this letter and hopefully responding to it.
Okay, good. And that can be for any man, woman,
anybody that has it. It could be for a daughter to a dad. It could be a brother to a sister. It can be anything.
Perfect. But it's perfect.
The reason it's good is that it builds an awareness of the good and the sensitive parts of the relationship, and then it puts in some kind of offer, request. You see?
I do. Okay, we have another question about, where did you go?
Where did I get what?
The text message. Where did you go after a date?
Oh, where did you go? You want that tool?
Yes.
Okay.
They want the tool.
That is a good tool. You've dated a man once or twice, and he said, boy, I have fun with you. I've got to do that soon. That's the Friday night you dated him. And it's now Wednesday or Thursday, and you haven't heard from him. So what you do if you have his number is say on the phone or tell him to his face or ear, you said we had a lot of fun and that you wanted to do some more of that. Where did you go? You cannot do a where did you go if he didn't say on a date that he had a good time. Otherwise, you're just chasing him. Does that make sense? Are you there, Kelly?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Good.
Makes total sense. The next question we have is, I've received a hi by letter, and I'm not certain yes. how to respond. When you respond to a hi by letter with a letter, do you address each paragraph?
Yes, that's a great way to say it. Say back to him if you're wanting to build or rebuild a relationship. Yes, it's true. I really like this about you and that about you. And then the second paragraph, it was painful for me to find out you were secretly dating somebody when you were, he breaks agreement. The third paragraph is, I really don't want us to split up, but I don't want to be in a relationship unfaithful. I want a commitment to monogamy, continuity, and long term.
Right.
The next thing is, thank you for responding to this, to my letter, with your letter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you respond to each of the five paragraphs.
Excellent. Okay, and I think we have time for just one more.
Good, good. I'm okay with having a blurb that happens, but I want to keep on fixing it.
Well, hopefully we'll get you on Skype. The next question is, my husband and I are in our late 60s.
Okay, so he's female and she's male. He needs more cherishing. Men need it so much that they often die of not being cherished in their 60s and 70s.
She
There's
said,
even a heart attack.
Yeah,
cardiomyopathy. Yeah.
So she says, our entire marriage, we've always gone on holiday or vacation together. This year, he wants to go to Alaska, and I want to go to the sun.
And I want you to hear that you're becoming, both of you are shifting from being just a man and just a woman. He's doing something that he feels like doing, and you are doing something you think is a good idea, because you are now going male wanting, and he is going female. Have fun. That's very, very, very normal.
I don't know how to negotiate or even reach a compromise. I came up with the idea of a week in Alaska, a week traveling to Southern California. It's about 2,400 miles. We live in Montana. So there would be the drive to from Montana to Alaska first. I don't know how to approach him.
What you say to him is, what's your counter offer? Negotiate until you come up with a counter offer that fits.
Right.
Remember,
first you have to ask him for an appointment.
Number one, I'm going to go through. First of all, each person becomes themselves. Men have male bodies, but they have female souls, the anima. Women have female bodies, but they have male souls, the animus. John Sanford has a book, The Invisible Partners, because there's really four people in every relationship, two men.
Oh, we've lost Dr. Allen again. Okay, everyone. Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Hi.
I said compromise, counteroffer until you come up with something that fits both of you.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say tonight before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
www.drpatallen.com. Scroll to the bottom and listen to Chemistry and Compatibility and Communication. And sign up for the newsletter so you know exactly what's happening with all of our new ladies groups and with the high buy letter and the life script appointments. Go to One Eye Store for all of our products. And until next week, be safe. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.